Up next, a look at Ukraine's rich Jewish heritage, then and now. Brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative, based in Toronto, Ontario.
Welcome to Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Peter Baeger. Today we will play a game with the alphabet. A is for aristocrat, someone who is privileged, but also someone who can be considered the best of its kind. A is also for ascetic, someone who practices profound self-discipline and abstains from the worldly pleasures of life. A is also for Andrei, as in Andrei Sheptytsky, a legendary Ukrainian religious leader and moral authority in the very much tormented Galicia of the 20th century. A remarkable children's book, and a book that will speak to not only children, created a stir at this year's Lviv Book Forum. Sheptytsky from A to Z, or if you prefer, from A to Z, offers a delightful yet thoughtful account of a renowned figure's life through the letters of the alphabet. Of course, in the original Ukrainian, the last letter is not Z, but rather Ya, which means I. I, and you, dear listener, and anyone else reading the book, will get an invaluable tip when we reach this letter. But more about that later. The book, written by Helena Tereshchuk and Oksana Dumainska and illustrated by Romana Romanishin and Andriy Lesiu, covers with wit and panache all the highlights of a great man's life. Count Roman Alexander Maria Sheptytsky was born in 1865 into a wealthy family of landowners whose noble Ruthenian lineage dates back to the 13th century. Sheptytsky's family was Roman Catholic Polish aristocracy whose household language was French. A life of ease only available to the upper classes of that era awaited the young man. But he chose another path. Defying his father, he became a monk at the Basilian Monastery in the western Ukrainian town of Dobromil. He returned to his family's ancient roots to serve in what was then regarded as the very unfashionable and peasant Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church. He took the name Andrei, or Andrew, after the younger brother of St. Peter. Andrew is considered the founder of the Byzantine Church, and specifically of the Ukrainian Church. He rose rapidly. In 1901, at the age of 36, he was enthroned Metropolitan Archbishop of Lviv and head of the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church. Despite his illustrious background and exalted position, he remained a man of simple tastes. German officers who called on him during the Nazi occupation of the Second World War were surprised to witness his meager meal of potatoes, bread, and water. "I eat what my people eat," said Sheptytsky. The German visitors were interested in more than the churchman's cuisine. While still a student at Krakow University, Sheptytsky learned Hebrew and read widely on Jewish history, religion, and culture. And in the bleak terrain of Nazi-occupied Ukraine, Sheptytsky hid Jews in his palace, including Kurt and Nathan Levin, the sons of the Rabbi of Lviv. Additional Jewish children were hidden throughout Ukrainian Catholic monasteries in Galicia, a complex operation coordinated by Sheptytsky's brother Clement. In addition to this dramatic account of his moral choices, Sheptytsky's achievements as a scholar, philanthropist, patron of the arts, and leading public figure in Ukrainian society are covered in this charming and engaging book. At the very end of the book, we reach the Ukrainian letter Ya, or I. And I, and you, and all our listeners are reminded that as individuals we each have choices in the path we choose to follow. Some are more constructive. Sheptytsky's example offers a clue, and not only for children. The illustration of a lock and a key on one of the last pages offers the reader of this book an open-ended question. What does faith, hope, and love mean to you? This has been Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. From San Francisco, I'm Peter Baeger. Until next time, Shalom.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative, based in Toronto, Ontario. To find out more, visit them at ukrainianjewishencounter.org and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. For transcripts and audio files of this and earlier broadcasts of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, please visit the Nash Holos website, www.nashholos.com.